Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time.
Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. If you're really keen to make progress with your English language learning and you like our podcasts, remember that you can buy 250 of our earlier podcasts, which aren't available anywhere else. At an average of around 10 minutes per podcast, that would give you 2,500 minutes of quality English listening. I wonder how much that would improve your English. Okay, so today's podcast. One of the things which people find difficult about learning English is verb tenses. The tense of a verb, T-E-N-S-E, tells you when the action, when the activity happened. Was it in the past, the present, or the future? Past means it's already happened. Present means it's happening right now. And future means it will happen. It's going to happen. It's about to happen. So I'm just going to tell you the story of my day, the story of my Friday. And I'm writing this podcast for next Thursday when you'll hear it. But what I'm going to do to give you some practice with tenses in English is I'm going to tell you the same story about my Friday three different times. But I'll tell it first of all how I'd tell it on Thursday, when the actions and the tenses are in the future. Then I'll tell you the same thing as though it was Friday in the middle of the day, which it is actually as I'm writing, it's true. And then I'll tell you the same account as though it's Saturday and the same events are all in the past. Okay, here goes. Number one. So this is me telling you about my plans for Friday on Thursday. So I'm using future tenses. Tomorrow, I will finish work early in the morning and I will do some decorating and finish painting the wall in my therapy room. The wall will be green. Tomorrow afternoon, I will be writing podcasts, which I will record later in the day. And if I notice that the sun is out in the afternoon, after 4 days of working solidly and 4 days of wind and heavy showers, I'll be ready to go out into the garden for a bit. I've already done some deadheading of flowers earlier this week, but I'm sure there'll be more to do. Tomorrow evening, I'll be going for a socially distanced meeting in my friend's garden, and another friend will be going too. We will want to be able to have a glass of wine while we're there, but we'll have a long conversation on WhatsApp trying to work out how to do the lifts or whether we'll need to use a taxi. Okay, so let's just have a look at the verbs there. Tomorrow I will finish work. That's simple future. I could say I shall finish work, but will is more common in informal conversation. And it also implies a bit of determination. I will finish work. I'll make sure that happens. Similarly, I will do some decorating and finish painting the wall. The wall will be green. Simple future again. Then, tomorrow afternoon, I will be writing. That's future progressive tense. The writing will be in the future and it's going to carry on for a time, perhaps most of the afternoon. Next, a conditional. If I notice is conditional, so that's present tense, but its meaning still in the future. And the part of the sentence which depends on the if, I'll be ready. This is short for I will be ready, so that's future. So this is a typical type 1 conditional, if plus simple present tense followed by simple future. You can listen to previous Adept English podcasts on conditionals for help on that one. I've already done some deadheading, so that's perfect tense. It's in the past. And the verb to deadhead is a gardening term, and it just means to take off the finished flower heads, so that you get more flowers coming. There'll be more to do is simple future. There will be more to do. then tomorrow evening I'll be going. That's future progressive tense again. I will be going. However, I could also say here, I'm going for a meeting, which is a particular way of expressing the future, or even I'm going to go for a socially distanced meeting. The last sentence for Thursday's version is all simple future. We will want, we will have a long conversation, we will need to use a taxi. These are all simple future tense. Now I'll tell you this story again as though I'm saying it on Friday, the actual day of these activities. Listen and see if you can understand the meaning of the tense of each verb. It's the same story, just told the following day. If you want the answers to the tenses, have a look at the transcript. I've put them in there. What's more important, though, is that you understand the meaning of the different tenses as you hear them. Good luck. So number two, this is me talking to you about Friday, middle of the day. Today, I finished work early this morning and I did some decorating and finished painting the wall in my therapy room. The wall is green. This afternoon, I'm writing podcasts, which I will record later today. And I noticed that the sun is out this afternoon. So after 4 days of working solidly and 4 days of wind and heavy showers, I'm ready to go out in the garden for a bit. I've already done some deadheading of flowers earlier this week, but I'm sure there's more to do. This evening, I'm going for a socially distanced meeting in my friend's garden. Another friend is going too. We want to be able to have a glass of wine while we're there, but we're having a long conversation on WhatsApp, trying to work out how to do the lifts or whether we'll need to use a taxi. Number three. Finally, this is the third version of this same story, but this is me talking on Saturday about what I did on Friday. So I'm using mainly past tenses here. Yesterday, I finished work early in the morning and I did some decorating and finished painting the wall in my therapy room. The wall is green. In the afternoon, I was writing podcasts, which I recorded later in the day. I noticed that the sun was out in the afternoon. So after 4 days of working solidly and 4 days of wind and heavy showers, I was ready to go out in the garden for a bit. I'd already done some deadheading of flowers earlier in the week, but I was sure there was more to do. In the evening, I went for a socially distanced meeting in my friend's garden. Another friend went too. We wanted to be able to have a glass of wine while we were there, but we'd had a long conversation on WhatsApp trying to work out how to do the lifts or whether we needed to use a taxi. Once you've understood the tenses and you get the differences between the tomorrow, today and yesterday versions of this story, listen to the podcast a number of times so that you can understand the different tenses and it becomes more automatic for you. Tenses in English are hard because there are many of them and we use them in very particular ways. If you're learning English simply through listening, you may not be concerned with the names of the various tenses, in which case it's more important just to listen to the three versions and understand them. But if you need to learn the names of the verb tenses, you can practice with the explanation from number one and then test yourself to see if you can name the tenses for the today version of the story, number two, and the yesterday version of the story, number three. I've put the answers in the transcript for you. Let me know if you find that useful as an exercise, and I will happily do some more of these for you to practice on. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.